along with the clerk's office, the mayor's office, the city council, have basically sat on this referendum. They've done nothing to move this forward, even though the organizers who did this, we collected over 116,000 signatures. The city council and the clerk's office could have started verifying these signatures as soon as we turned them in, but they decided to halt that process and to not do it. Further, the city council on its own could put a referendum on the ballot without even considering the signatures. And again, they have failed the city of Atlanta. They failed the people in Atlanta by allowing the people to decide. People, again, over 116,000 signatures of people saying that they want to vote on this, they want a voice on this, but the city has ignored it because it prefers to do backroom deals with corporations and with the Atlanta Police Foundation and with the police themselves and the state government. You have here a right-wing, white Republican state apparatus teaming up with a so-called liberal, moderate, Democratic black mayor apparatus. And the things that they agree upon most is how to protect cops and capitalism. And that's what's happening right now. And the referendum is being put on ice so that they can't be voted upon by the people in Atlanta.
Sharif, you spoke to Belkis Terán, the mother of the forest defender Manuel Esteban Páez Terán, known as Tortuguita, who was killed by Georgia police in January. Belkis traveled to Georgia from Panama, where she lives. I'm going to just play a short clip.
I really don't believe anything what they say. I think they are lying. And there is nothing new. Everybody knows that police lie.
The county medical examiner didn't find any gunshot residue on Tortuguita's hands. And an independent autopsy suggests that Tortuguita was shot while seated with hands raised.
Manuel really was pacifist. He disliked the police very much, but not to kill anybody or to try to kill anybody. Manuel's life and message is to save the world, to save the green areas, to take care of the oceans.
Sharif, one of the first people we hear in your Fault Lines documentary, Now You're a Terrorist, is the mother of Tortuguita, Belkis Terán. Your overall take from covering issues all over the world, from going down to Atlanta and seeing what people were confronting here and now what they're being charged with. I mean, that's not to say Tortuguita, who was killed.
Right. Well, I think what's important to note about the movement to stop Cop City and defend the Atlanta forest is its resilience. You know, it's brought together, as you mentioned, abolitionists, environmentalists, indigenous rights leaders, religious leaders, a multifaceted resistance movement against this massive planned police training center. And the movement's lasted well over 2 years now. It's still going, despite this massive amount of state repression against it. And what we try and document in the documentary is that many of these— There's a crackdown on even lawful political activities, and lawyers say this is unprecedented, that it's basically criminalizing political association. The indictment, where 61 people are charged in this wide-ranging racketeering case, the ACLU called the theory in the indictment shocking and unprecedented, and it basically relies on people's beliefs and community organizing as the basis for the sweeping criminal liability. And just finally, as we're talking internationally, too, there were, you know, there's protests by the Stop Cop City movement in support of Palestine as well, and against what's called the Georgia International Law Enforcement Exchange, or GILE, where law enforcement officers from Atlanta, from across the state and the U.S., traveled to Israel to receive training from Israeli police forces. You know, Israel's long taken these strategies and techniques that are honed on the Palestinian body and then exported them abroad. And so we see these ties between Israel and police forces in Atlanta.
Sharif El-Quddous, he is the reporter on Now You're a Terrorist, the Fault Lines documentary. You can watch it online. And Kamau Franklin of Community Movement Builders.
You are listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
We stood in a long line, waiting for the door to be unlocked. Out in the cold wind, round the razor wire fenced in cell block. Young mamas with babies, sisters, and other kinds of kin. At Tallulah State Prison on Thanksgiving Day, we're waiting to get in. You gotta get here early. It don't matter how many miles you drove. They make you wait 4 hours. Jailer always moves slow. They run names, check numbers, gravel-faced guards that don't smile. Grammy and me in line, silently waiting, single file. It's Thanksgiving at the prison, surrounded by families. Road weary pilgrims who show up faithfully. Sometimes love. My Grammy looks so old now. Her hair is soft and white like the snow. And her hands tremble when they frisk her from her head to her toes. They make her take her winter coat off, then they frisk her again. When they're done, she wipes their touch off her dress, stands tall and heads in. It's Thanksgiving at the prison, surrounded by family.
Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. I will be with you for the next hour or so, playing the best in recorded music. No live music here. Sometimes recording of live music, but nothing really live. If memory serves, we're not going to have Zombo coming in at 10, so I may be here for a little more than an hour. We'll see how things work out. One of these days, I'm just going to stay here all morning when Zombo isn't here. But unfortunately, that day is not today. Let me give you a couple of public service announcements before we proceed with our program. Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. It's news to Kenny Joe. They work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. Okay. Now we're going to follow that up with a second one, which has a vague Thanksgiving connection, perhaps evident only to Kenny Joe. It's captioned, "A mind is a terrible thing to baste." The Center for Campus Fire Safety reports that since the year 2000, and this is in 2012, okay, but since the year 2000, there have been over 78 documented fatal fires that have occurred on a college campus, in Greek housing, or in off-campus housing within 3 miles of campus. These fires have claimed 114 lives. 92 of these victims have lost their lives in fires. I don't get that one. Oh, excuse me. I'm not with it this morning. Let me start that sentence over again. These fires have claimed 114 lives. 92 of these victims lost their lives in fires determined to be accidental in nature, including cooking, candle use, smoking, or electrical. Do not become a statistic. For more information, visit the Environmental Health and Safety website at CMU. That's cmu.edu/EHS. Be smart. Be aware. Be safe. Okay. Those are your two public service announcements for this morning. What we're going to do today, let me tell you what's going to happen today. We're going to play you some new music first. We'll do three or four cuts from CDs that have been recently issued. And then after that, we're going to play some what I'm going to call psychedelic music from the 60s. I won't get into the parameters we're using there, but if you were listening to Anatomy of the Year on last Sunday, I was in at 11 o'clock and played an hour of this stuff and still had a lot left over. So I guess I got lazy, and these are going to be the leftovers today. That doesn't mean they're second rate. It just means they might be primo, but they just didn't fit in well with what was with the flow there. So that's what we're doing today until 10 o'clock or so. We're going to start it off with something from a new album by Bella Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer, and Rakesh Sharasis. Hope I'm pronouncing all of the... Oh, no, it's not Sharasis. It's Sharasia. Okay. Here we go. Thank you.
Tonight the moon is dancing on a blanket of snow, riding on a cold mountain breeze. There's a whisper on the wind that tells the story of a girl, a free-spirited, untrammeled Cherokee. Set out for adventure, chasing thunder on the ground, a rhythm like a heartbeat in the snow, wandering deeper in the night, so amazed at what she'd find. A bear of satin white, all the gold she called Moon Dancer, Moon Dancer. Take her for her own. Moonlight glimmered in her eye, and the filly reared into the night. And with a rush of winter wind, she was gone. And she cried, Moon Dancer, Moon Dancer, Moon Dancer, please come back to me.
Silky silver rain, her longing echoes on the breeze, but it never finds way. Just a kindred spirit, better left untamed. She sings, Moon Dancer.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our new music for November 17th. The last track you heard was called Drop in the Bucket, and that was from Tiny Injuries, Tamar Burke's newest CD. Before that, we had Carly Arrowood doing a single, Moon Dancer, and we started the set off with Bella Fleck, Zakir Hussain, Edgar Meyer, featuring Rakesh Sharasia, doing Tradewinds Bengali. And the name of that CD was As We Speak. Okay. What's up next here? Oh, I know. We're gonna tell you about a couple of other shows here on WRCT, although I have to give you a little warning here. We are going to be on a brief random schedule for Thanksgiving break, if I read the email correctly, which means that the programming next week might not be what it usually is. And even if it is what it usually is, there will be people, there'll be DJs that'll be out of town that week. So, but I think that at least the first one that I'm going to read for you will be on this week, or excuse me, next week. This week's almost done. Okay. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8, re-airing Sunday nights at 11, only on WRCT. And Wednesday evening, we have Preheated. Let the stress rest and the dough rise. We're baking up delicious beets to golden brown perfection every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Okay. We'll get into the mid-1960s music for you.
On the firefly platform on sunny Good Street, a violent hash smoker shook a chocolate machine, involved in an eating scene, smashing into neon streets in their stoneness, smearing their eyes on the crazy colored goddess, listening to sounds of Mingus, mellow, fantastic. My, they sigh. My, they sigh. In dollhouse rooms with colored lights swinging, strange music boxes sadly tinkling, drinking the sun shining all around you. My, this side. My, this side. The magician, he sparkles in satin and velvet. You gaze at his splendor with eyes you've not used yet. I tell you his name is love, love, love. My, my, this side. my, this I'm
when the truth is found to be
you want somebody to
The first song in that set was Sunny Good Street, a song by Donovan, and I can't remember the name of the LP that was really from, but for our purposes here, it was from a collection called Early Treasures. And then after that, we had the Yardbirds doing Over, Under, Sideways, Down. Yeah, slight mistake on the part of Kenny Joe. He meant to play the one that you heard on the radio, but that was off a BBC Sessions CD. And then we had Love doing Seven and Seven Is. That was never on one of their real albums. It was only on a 45 until compilation albums started coming out. That was off of Story, 1966, 1972. The quality of the recording there makes you hard to tell if the 45 you're playing is beyond its time or if that's just the way the song sounds. Incredibly, on this compilation album, that was not track 14, nor was the flip side of 7 and 7 Is, which was called number 14. But that's only three songs. We were supposed to be, oh, we forgot the Jefferson Airplane. The Jefferson Airplane was in there with Somebody to Love. How could we forget the Jefferson Airplane? Okay. What we're not going to forget, we're not going to forget to mention one of WRCT's underwriters to you. We're going to talk today about Sidecar Bakery. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, you can go to their website at sidecar412.com. Okay. We're giving you a double dose of Donovan today. We're going to play, we already played Sunny Good Street. Now we're going to give you another one off of the Sunshine Superman LP. Thank you.
was a tuk-tuk-tuk driving to downtown L.A. About a midnight hour, and it almost blew my mind. I got caught in a colored shower. Those lights were tuk-tuk twinkling on sunset. I saw a sign in the sky. I said to tuk-tuk-tuk trip, to trip, I trip, trip. I couldn't keep up if I tried. We stopped at a reality company to get some instant sleep. And the driver turned and said, welcome back. Smiled and he said, beep, beep. What goes on, cheek, cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know what goes on. She got a sequins in her hair. I like she stepped out of a Buffalina film. She sat down a white straw chair. I thought I'd take a second look, just to see what I could see. My scene had popped out like a bubble dust. There was nobody there but me. I said, the girl, you drank a lot of drink, me. But you ain't in a wonderland. You know, I might have been there to greet you, child, when your trip and share a touch is said. What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know. What goes on, cheek to cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know. And a silver goblet of a wine is a too bad. Beat your glove. Other nights they toast the tournament. The falcons they fly above. But your queen will a drink of a do it tonight. But the jester she cries alone. Because a Merlin spoke of an instant spell to make the devil's white knights moan. And all in all, the seagull said, as I look to where I've been, the whole wider human race is taking far too much method, friend. What goes on, cheek for cheek? What goes on? I really wanna know. What goes on in me? What goes on? I really wanna know. Yeah, well, come on. Julian, he sat on a diamond ring and it talked of the days gone by. We spoke of a common kaleidoscope and the pros and the cons of Zen. And he spoke and he said to follow a piece of cake. He really did ever yet. Bob Dylan, he said no matter how to broken outward pass in his hand. And a June is sat in a white lace looking cool with a black lace fan. Oh, what goes on? Cheek to cheek. What goes on? I really wanna know. What goes on? Yes, please tell me. What goes on? I really wanna know. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's 10 o'clock. Normally, we would be handing the mic over to Zombo, but that's not going to happen today. Let me tell you what was in that last set, if I can figure out what was in that last set. We started it off with Donovan doing the trip off of Sunshine Superman. Then we had the Paul Butterfield Blues Band doing East West off of the CD by the same name. You know, an interesting thing was happening back in the 60s as musicians were feeling freer, rock musicians. A lot of them got the idea that they could do long improvisational numbers, just like those jazz musicians. And sometimes it worked out good, sometimes it worked out not so good, but it never worked out as good as it did with people that made their living playing jazz. At least I cannot think. I like some of those long songs, but I can't. One time, Henry Vestin, the lead guitarist for Canned Heat, did a thing, I think it was with Archie Shepp. He was a jazz saxophonist, and they kind of traded riffs, and that didn't come off good. Didn't come off good for Henry, who was a very good guitar player. But improvisation is something else, I guess. I wouldn't know. I'm not a musician. I just listen to it. Okay, so that was Paul Butterfield Blues Band. And then after that, we had the Rolling Stones doing 19th Nervous Breakdown. That was off a Greatest Hit LP, High Tide and Green Grass. I was thinking, listening to that, how would you like to have your mind rearranged by Mick Jagger? And then it occurred to me, well, probably a lot of us have had our minds rearranged by Mick Jagger. But yeah. So, okay, we're gonna give you a bonus track. So we're gonna go a few minutes over our allotted time here. And then when that's done, you'll hear pre-recorded Zombo. So you people that turned on your radio at 10 o'clock thinking you were going to hear Zombo and you're getting Kenny Joe, just hang in there. Zombo will be here in virtual. Can we say virtual? No, we'll just say audio. He'll be here in audio form. Well, this is another long song. It's not as long as East West, but it clocks in around 7.5 minutes. I give you Section 43 by Country Joe and the Fish off of Electric Music for the Mind and Body. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be here on Black Friday, and we will play songs appropriate for Black Friday. I'm not sure what, but you'll probably hear from the Reverend Billy Worth. I'm sure you'll hear from him during the show. I don't know what else we're going to play. I mean, how do you play songs that relate to Black Friday? I don't know. I'll figure it out. So, thanks again. Here's Country Joe McDonald and his fish.